Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, lovies. Michelle here. Wonderful to be here with all of you. Also, if you're listening at the top of the program where it says Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, it's soulplayground.life. I have to have the intro changed at some point. Oh, welcome everyone. Welcome those listening via phone, internet, and of course in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. And of course, hello to everyone listening later via the archives. I mean, that's a big bulk of our listeners, so I gotta always acknowledge you guys. I really do. I know 12 p.m. Pacific time, it's right in the middle of the day for some people, our European listeners. You know, it's later at night, and some of you in Australia, it's way early in the morning. Some of you, it's 3 a.m. So, but you're always with us in spirit, right? If you want to get into the chat room, all you need to do is create a profile through BTR. There should be something to click on the home page, and that gets you in the chat room. You can listen in the chat room as a guest, but if you want to interact or ask questions, you have to sign up. But it's really easy. They send you a confirmation email. You click, and then you're in. Yeah, and if you are feeling like, oh, I would like to have a reading or I want to share some information or insight, that number is 347-539-5122, and that's 347-539-5122. When it says unmute, go ahead and speak. Anyway, okay. I've had people asking my psychic development, connecting to your intuition, understanding the messages of your higher self. We are doing another one. Will be in July. And what is the date? I believe it's the 21st of July. Yes, Saturday the 21st. So if you're interested in that, go to Soul Playground. .life or .com, and you can sign up there. It'll probably be up around the first or the third. So if it's not up there, you can just email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and that's the best place for all things awakenings is awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. That's email questions, et cetera, et cetera. We will be getting the callers in a little bit, so stay on the line. Also, we have a great guest that's coming on the second half of the program. We have Christy Whitman, and we're going to be diving in and talking about her upcoming book. And she's done a lot of media, a lot of connecting and sharing, and has a lot of insightful stuff to say. So I hope you'll stick around for that. Again, the call-in number 347-539-5122. All right, I want to do a little bit in my sharing. I always meditate before. I meditate in the morning. I meditate pretty much all day. I meditate a lot, or tune in, or try to do or mindfulness as well, depending on what I'm working on. But I do my aligning meditation in the morning throughout the day if need be. And then I do what I'm going to talk about, or depending on what comes up with clients or what people are emailing me. And I want to ask you guys something. Have you been noticing that you've been doing a lot of clarifying, and maybe a lot has been leaving your life, whether people or situations or things don't seem to fit as well right now, right? Or if you look back, and I invite you to do this, especially with this Mars retrograde that we have in Aquarius. Those of you that are astrologers, even if not, you know, you could get a chart done quickly, inexpensively, or free online. And I would suggest take a peek at where Taurus is in your chart, whether it's on the cusp or in a house. Where is Jupiter? You know, we have Jupiter in Scorpio. So where's your Scorpio? That's where it's going to be affecting, whether, you know, Taurus as well, whether by opposition, or what are the angles? You know, what are the squares? What are the aspects? But for this talk, really look at where is Aquarius in your chart and where is Leo. And the reason being is we have this amazing time frame that we're in. And the juxtaposition energetically, and it's highlighted astrologically, but it is the what we call the Leo Aquarius axis, but it also includes the Scorpio Taurus axis as well. It's a cross, right? And the metaphysically, the equal cross, when you see an unequal cross, so if you see a cross or people are wearing a cross, people always, you know, assume that crosses are always Christian or Catholic. They're not. The unequal cross is the cross that has the vertical line, right, the line that goes up and down. When that's longer and the horizontal line is shorter, that has to do with religion, usually Christianity of some sort. Catholicism, you know, some variation of that. And because what it symbolizes is the vertical line symbolizes the spirit plane. So in certain religions, it's deemed, right, that spirit or the spiritual plane is more important, all right? Metaphysically, we know that everything is spirit. Everything is consciousness. Everything has consciousness in varying degrees. Everything is love in varying degrees, or an expression or a cry for love. Right, coming from the soul. Whatever we create emanates from this. So metaphysically, the cross is what they call, I can't think of the term, but it's an equal cross, basically. And so the vertical line is just as long as the horizontal line, right? So the vertical line represents the spirit plane or spirit, and the horizontal represents the material plane or the denser physical plane. And what's happening right now, and the, let's see, I'm just saying hi to some people in the chat. I got a little distracted. Sorry about that. So what's happening right now is that the cross that we're at, it's an access point. And if anybody, you know, sacred geometry, when you have an intersection of energy, you have a chakra, a wheel of light. It creates a vortex or a spiral of light. That's what ley lines are, right? Where there's two points that cross with a certain kind of quality of energy, it creates a ley line, it creates a vortex, right? A chakra within the body. We have chakras not just within our body, but within houses or spaces. It's just vortices, right? So there's been, I think it was late 90s, there was an amazing Taurus alignment. Okay, so it's really trying to anchor this energy. So now with Uranus moving into Taurus, this higher frequency energy is being more and more anchored. It's really pushing people to really be what I like to say, soul-led and spirit-fueled. So you're led by your soul, and that gives you more passion. You're fueled by spirit, the spiritual energy, the life force animating energy. So the more we're aligned to our soul, the more enlivened we are, the more spiritually connected we are, the more we receive grace, the more spirit, you know. On a consistent level, obviously you don't have to be, and people that are praying or, you know, find themselves in a pickle can receive grace. But I'm talking about as a way of living and being, as a lifestyle, right? So with this Mars in Aquarius, and it's at one point it's going to be aspecting the sun and the moon as an opposition, right? And then we have Jupiter in Scorpio is opposing, the Scorpio opposes Taurus, right? There's opposition. Oppositions bring awareness. What this is so saying right now, and this is why there's a pocket of energy right now, there's between now and the end of July, it's going to carry on, but you're going to notice it's emphasized between now and probably the 21st, 23rd of July to the end of July for some people, depending on what you're working on, where you are, you know, depending on aspects. You're going to feel like, oh, I'm getting a lot more done, you know, or this is bouncing back, this relationship's coming out, this situation's coming out, this project, you know. There's just going to be a lot of movement. And what it is a crisis point or a choice point. You're going to see it with some earth changes. You're going to see it. We've already been seeing it with situations on a geopolitical level, especially in the United States, you know, as the United States is a Cancerian, you know, country, this Pluto and Saturn, you know, energetically is, you know, bringing up a lot of awareness, you know, bringing a lot, dredging up a lot to bring more awareness. Why? So this awareness, it's not about judgment. It's about looking and seeing what hasn't been working, what's really there, right? Because we can't change what we're not aware of. And it pains my heart, especially with the United States, what we're going through, what the misguided intentions. You know, we have to look at it on an ego level, human level, but spirit is using these situations and people to bring up what has been below the surface or what has been hidden to finally change it as we go more into the Aquarian age. Because Aquarius is about level playing field, right? And it's about the group, but it's about group consciousness. It's the 11th chakra. It's 11th dimension. It's like, hey, we're group souls here. We're not just part of a tribe or community. We're a tribe or a group of souls that all come from the same source. And that Uranus zaps you with that awareness, like, whoa, hey, what game are you playing here on the planet? You know, okay, let's just, so there's going to be a lot of zapping, but it's done in a way, it's not old paradigm where it's like self-sacrificing for the group, but it's not about the shadow or the less evolved side of Leo. You know, every sign has its more evolved, it has its less evolved or base qualities or expression, then it has a probationary type where you're just starting to learn and grow and get the hang of things. And then it has where you are a disciple, you're disciplined in your spirituality and your interconnectedness with everything and everyone. So what's going to be coming up for everyone is, hey, I'm a soul being. Where and how do I want to express myself as a soul being for the good of the all? So you're going to see a push-pull individually and collectively for the little mind, the idea of self-expression, like I'm the sun, let me shine. That's Leo, let me shine. Let me have my way. That's a way of shining if I'm right. And you see this playing out in individual personal relationships, people a lot of times working in corporations, definitely politically, environmentally. You know, that's the old game. Oh, I wrote this PhD. I'm a PhD. I wrote this paper, and I'm right. You know, one of a great teacher of mine years ago said, you can find, and I clearly looked, you can find 10 research papers, 10 top-notch papers saying one thing and 10 saying the complete opposite, and they will be valid. So somebody put in the chat, and you know where I'm going here, discerning. Yes, Dream Master. But how do we discern? Through how we, our gut knowing, our intuition, our vibes. Even if our discernment says, well, I'm not feeling this, let's wait and let's see. What's happening right now is we are in the part of evolution on an esoteric level where we're just at the last part of the glamour realm. I think I mentioned this last week. Some of you heard me talk about this, but it fits in where we are now. With all this Leo being activated and with the Mars and Aquarius, right? Because it always activates not just the opposite sign, but whatever it's squaring or, you know, all the aspects, but especially the opposition brings awareness. The square moves you into action, right? You know, a sextile makes things grace and ease. You know, trine makes more of a flow. Sextile, there's more of an affinity. Then there's quincunx or an inconjunct where it's just like, oh, this is like really sandpaper on me, right? Getting you to, it's like, okay, not here, move on or integrate this and move on. So we've been caught in this glamour realm and you see it. And it's not just now. I mean, you track through history. These yugas, these years go thousands of years. You saw it in the ancient Greece and Roman, you know, one was a, you know, Cleopatra, one was higher than the other. We've seen this play out. You know, in the 30s, it started with the starlets, right? And the Hollywood glamour, right? The stars, right? And that lasted for a while. And then it became, you know, it became the sports figures with the icons. they were the heroes, right? It all comes, the gods and goddesses, right? It's the gods. We have these gods. We pray to the gods. There's myths about it. There's stories about it. Rock bands. Oh, my God. Oh, screaming. Oh, the young girls, Beatles. Ah, Guns N' Roses. Ah, whomever, you know. Oh, my God, Bob Dylan, whatever, you know. I'm trying to think. Barry White, I don't know. There's, you know, oh, women swooning, you know. We have that still, right? And then we had models, supermodels, right? And then who took over the supermodels? Celebrities. Now became everything celebrity-driven. Then it became reality stars, right? Kim K and all, you know. And now it is we can all be our own reality star. You know, I have my little podcast. I have my this. I have that. You know, everybody has their little way. So what's happening, though, the awareness that comes in is, are you doing this from the soul, or is this just a perpetuation of wounding through ego expression, egoic expression? And so we're getting to the heightened, the fever pitch of the glamour, right? Everybody wants to, you know, and it's not to say, because we are meant to shine, it's not to say that these things, we're meant to shine, but it's what level are we shining from? Are we running after things to shine, or are we like that beacon of light or lighthouse where we're standing in our own inner truth and presence and shining from that place? And this, if all of you, I invite you, and please do it, and let's talk about it, you know, throughout the next 3 to 4 weeks of, you know, next month. Let me know how it goes. Call in, let me know, email me. I'm telling you, if you stop for a minute and just pause and look back and go, whoa, you'll notice, whoa, I've changed. Or this is not as important to me in my life. Or now I'm doing this. I'm integrating this. So here's the deal. Just like when I predicted about the trading, you know, the not trading with those expensive trading chairs or whatever they're called, $450,000 a year for them or whatever, that the regular person, the everyday person was going to be trading online. Everyday person is going to have their own show or their podcast or this or that. It's happening. So the gods holding on to that us and them higher than is shaking down, right? People are starting to feel from the soul like, something's off with that person. Something doesn't seem right. I mean, clearly, now mind you, it was meant to be. We're not going to mention the name, you know, whoever the president is that we have now is a great disruptor. It's trying to further the plan, is trying to further the fear-based egoic plan of bringing down the United States and other places, other states and countries. What I did predict, I'm going to have to post this because I did record these a few years back of that things will become more state-based or focused, city and community, right? So it's just more manageable in the good of the all, right? So we would not have believed that type of person to be honest and have the good of the whole had people not got bamboozled due to the glamour realm, right? We would not be where we are now had it not been because we're still stuck in the glamour realm, which is part of the Piscean era. And the glamour realm has to do also with smoking cigarettes. Oh, darling, I love it. In the 30s and 40s, right? Right? How about if, just think of the movies. Just think of everything. So, and we all have a little of our own glamour realm, right? But now people are waking up and going, hey, I'm kind of all right. I'm meant to be here and just shine my little light, do my thing and meet people to do my thing with and share and help each other and love. It's about love. It's okay to slow down. And people are starting to go, hey, I can intend something. I can meditate. I can envision or visualize because there's this bigger part of me, this expanded part of me, expanded consciousness that's guiding and directing me and putting into everything into form. So the game is changing. What's Dream Master saying? Many respond to universal energies within their own timeline and intensities. Not all react in the same manner. Some got it already. Some are wondering. Some are confused. And yes. Well, that's why there's different levels of awakening. And depending on your path, it depends on where you're going to awaken. Some people are awakening in the financial, you know, aspect, you know, or material plane, or they're having their awakening and they're working within the school system. But make no mistake, there's an individual timeline, but there is a collective timeline. And so when you aren't getting it individually, you move into the root awakening, which is where we are, we've been in the last few years, and it will intensify. So there will be those rude slap awakening, like betrayal, like you did this, you believed in this, you didn't do your own research, you didn't trust your own inner knowing, even with people that are more mainstream, waking up to common sense kind of thing. So the universal energies now, because we are less egoic, it's more on a soul level, the intensification is happening for everyone, right? So it how it manifests will be different, but we've been in the quickening since 2009. Okay, things quick for some that are more aware, or it's just your thing. It's not a value judgment. It's not someone's, you know, yeah, some people are ignorant, but trust me though, I've been doing this kind of work for such a long time and doing, you know, the channeling and doing the shamanic work. I have worked with people that when they've crossed over, they are so enlightened, so conscious. It was just the aspect that was being manifested in this dimension, in this time frame. So, you know, everything in its place. But what I invite you to do, a couple things. One thing is, this week and next week especially, in the middle of whatever you're doing, is just to stop and without censoring, fast, rapid, 10 things you're happy about, that you're happy for. Now, you could say in gratitude. In fact, I had my high vibers doing that this week, so I'm going to share this with you. What we're happy about, we're thankful for, we appreciate. And again, why am I saying this? Because of that Venusian energy, that Venusian energy right now that is, you know, so I believe Divine Mystic can tell me if I think it's a trine, I'm not sure, because I do believe it's going into Virgo. Somebody correct me as I'm channeling this. I'm not sure. But overall, our value system is getting an overhaul, right? So the overhaul is that we're moving into a space of recognizing what we've left and what's at the core. Divine Mystic in the chat, I love the High Vibes workshop and follow-ups you're sending out. Doesn't recommend everything. Thank you. Dream Master. I work with these people too. I work with people in politics. I work with people in the high finance. And it's very interesting because I was telling a friend the other day, you know, that I have their ear. They have my ear. They're coming in with consciousness. And these are very mainstream individuals, yet they do work with me. Yet they're doing work with the, you know, economy or, you know, huge companies. So everybody's placed, you know, there's seeders, there's the star seed, there's people that are seeded with the new information. Then there are light beings or indigos that are just, they're waking up, they're more awake. They're not necessarily seeders, but they are awake or waking, or they're in the process of awakening, because we're never fully awake. It's this unfolding. So do the happiness, connect in, you know, with a high vibe, and bring in that feeling of happiness or of uplifting of how far you've come, what's no longer in your life, what you got through. Like, boy, am I happy that's over with. Oh, I'm happy. Because what this new energy is bringing in for everyone is a clarifying, okay? A clarifying of where you're going on a soul level, and we don't know it until we're receptive to it. So I love Divine Mystic saying, I give gratitude for this space to connect. And I'm happy to have this space to connect with all of you. So we're finding what makes us truly happy, not just on an egoic level or out of fear, pretend happy, like, oh, thank God this happened, or I'm in gratitude. No, I'm happy that this is over. I'm happy this is coming in for me, or I'm happy I'm with this person, or I'm happy for this job. I'm happy for this connect. These things make me happy. So your higher self, right, getting the message, the imprint, the blueprint from the soul, we're led from the soul, that mediating intelligence is trying to get our attention to say, what makes you really happy? That's the way to go. What makes you really happy? And go more in that direction. You know what doesn't make you happy, okay? You know where you've been, you know, or maybe you've been somewhere and it made you happy and you want to bring that back again. The other thing I want to share is that be very aware of your wishes, especially with this Mars retrograde energy. It's saying, hey, look, what do you want? What are you wishing for? And what is also happening right now is the dream is being reimagined and redefined. I just got a new dream. One person gifted me with two little dream catchers, which I've been wanting, but I couldn't find ones that I liked. And a couple of weeks ago, and then I got a beautiful dream catcher shaped in a heart. I love hearts. I collect them. I'm so into heart shapes. By some of you know, Sadie Davenport, who does, you know, produces Awakenings and does a lot of stuff. She's an amazing artist. And I think you find her at Sadie Davenport or Lady Sadie on Instagram. But anyway, so then that came in, and I've been doing this meditation, these meditations, and working with oversouls and guides, and they said, it's not that our dreams, your dreams aren't going to come true, but they're being reimagined. So all of us are being asked to reimagine our dreams right now and then redefine them, okay? So be open to your dreams at night. Be open to daydreaming. Be open to what are some of the dreams that you wanted to have happen but didn't happen yet, or they didn't happen in the way that you wanted? Take some time and look at them and reimagine them, okay? What does that mean? Imagine them, reimagine them. There's going to be some changes in there because you have changed. And then after you reimagine them, then you redefine them. That's where you come in with goals or your intention and how you're going to put your attention on your intention. So this is a very powerful time. Many of you, myself included, we're having an expansion of our psychic abilities. I didn't think it could be even more, but it is. And what I'm finding, it's more about actually living that way every single moment, every single moment. You know, I heard the hums again this morning, the celestial sounds, I heard the om and the celestial sounds this morning. I hadn't heard them for a while. Then I said, oh, maybe they're gone. And it's not going to happen anymore for me. But then it came today. So recognize your power, your empowerment, connecting to the spiritual aspect of your being, because that's where everything emanates. We're all being asked to connect more to the creator aspect of us, the causal point, to connect with source energies. That we're channeling those, we're open to those. Those are aspects of us, and less of the effect, less of what happened to me, less of, you know, oh, yippee me, oh, poor me, but I am cause. I am the causal point. I'm operating from a blueprint that is my soul. There's a blueprint that's unfolding, and now I'm aligning to that. So reimagine your dreams. Go ahead and reimagine. Get into your imagination. Use that Neptunian energy, that Pisces energy. Become more magnetic. When we're imagining, we're using higher frequency energy. That's what this Uranus and Taurus is about, is anchoring, earthing this higher frequency energy, embodying it, imbibing it, drinking it in, imbuing it, right, and embodying it. Reimagine what it is you want. You're going to find, let me know, you're going to find you've done some refinements, you've changed some things. The dreams that are now being dreamed and coming through are more in alignment with your true authentic you, your true nature. They're more alignment to not only where you're going individually, but as Dream Master was alluding into the chat, collectively. To operate on a soul level, we have to bring in the collective. We have to, a soul, individual soul level, we have to bring in the oversoul. Not out of sacrifice, but about finding the way, what they call in, you know, in the I Ching or in Taoism, the Wu Way. The Wu Way is the easy way. Like if I'm on the freeway, for those of you in the East Coast, you know, Midwest expressway, and everybody is going 10 miles an hour, I don't care how much I want to go 60, 70, 80, 100. That's not the flow. That's not the Wu Way. If everybody's zipping by at 60, 70, 80, 90 miles an hour, and I want to do 10 miles, that's not going to be very safe. Unless I'm hugging the shoulder, hugging the roll, you know, hugging the side of the road or hugging the side of the pool. So we're all being asked, are you going to trust the Wu Way? Are you going to be trusting the universal flow and align your individual or personal flow to that? Are we going to let go of the side of the pool? You know, you can have floaties, you can have a raft, you know, you can do whatever you want, but it's time to stop hugging the side of the road. Stop hugging the shoulder and let ourselves be led, right? Because that's where the universal flow will carry you. It carries us to where we need to go. That's where the love, light, the wisdom is. You know, there's more love, there's more abundance now on the planet. There's more health, there's more healing. There's more progression. There is more of that. The other just seems a little bit louder right now. Let's get to callers. Hey, 314-406, you're on air. Welcome. Hello. Oops. Okay, I hope my little phone isn't going to do this. It's just going round and round. Okay, hey, there you go. Hi, 314-406, you're on air.
Yes.
Try again.
Hello.
Hi. Now you're okay. Hello. You're
Hi.
On air. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. How are you? My name's Lisa.
What's your first name? Hey, Lisa. Welcome.
Thank you. I've been listening to you for a while now, and I really enjoy and get so much information out of your podcast. It's great. I wanted to ask you, right now in my life, I'm just kind of beginning a whole new journey and am basically in perfect alignment with what you're talking about today. I'm in just desperate need for a deeper meaning in life and in work, and I'm trying to figure out what that may be in more of a natural, spiritual, or holistic avenue, whether therapist or working with animals or, you know, I'm kind of at a standstill. I don't know what direction to take.
Well, okay, and you're not for a little bit until you do this little piece that I've been sharing of the clarifying. And this energy brings a lot back to us. If you've been in the flow of something or started something, it'll bring a renewal or a reconciliation or a restart. If you've been wondering, the clarity is not going to come until after that, until August, September. And for many people, October, November, you're going to have a lot of clarity and know where you're going. But the first thing I did get with you was working with communication. I did get a lot with animal beings. I feel like you're so connected.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was thinking my family, we were talking about possibly, we live in Missouri, and we were talking about possibly moving to like Texas or something like that, and I think that would be, and that more holistic avenue would be a good move.
In Texas?
So, and somewhere around there, yeah. Like, we just want to be somewhere like, close to the ocean, but not, you know, but somewhere warm.
Where are you at now?
We're in Missouri.
Yeah, see, I'm not seeing, okay, let's see what's coming up for, at least as far as moving. Yeah, see, yes, but not yet there. And I don't know about Texas. I'm not feeling, I do feel something, it's funny you say like warm. I do feel maybe something, there is something with more beach. Could be lake. I do see water around. I feel for some reason more. Oh, well, Texas is south from you, right? Is that south? Because I do feel south. I don't know. It might even be a bigger move to like New Mexico or Arizona, I feel. I feel it was very, it could be parts of Texas and border. But the thing is, I feel for you, it's you've got to wrap some things up, clarify some things. It's first, it's like you're getting hints of where you're going or what the changes are going to be, but the circumstances aren't there yet. So let me see, what's the best advice I could give you? What's the best approach and perspective you need to take at this time? Yeah, it's to kind of focus on yourself. So things like even diet, nutrition, getting the health in order, getting the house in order, get rid of stuff. You're still in a prep mode. You know that there's going to be big changes coming up. So it's saying prep the material plane, the 3D world, prep the physical body, prep the house, okay? That's going to clear the energy to allow more clarity, okay? All right, Lisa.
Okay.
Keep listening. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, 770-549. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
My name is LaTanya.
Hello. Hi, LaTanya.
And I know you spoke a lot about intuition and trusting your gut. And my gut has been telling me, my intuition has been telling me that my husband might be unfaithful or has been unfaithful since we've been married, and it's time to basically move on from this marriage. And so I wanted to know if you could give me some clarification or some insight into my marriage.
Have you talked to him?
Yes, I have. We were going to talk more about where we think our marriage is going. He seems to want to hold on despite, you know, the feeling that the marriage is sort of wearing thin.
But you ask him point blank if he cheated?
Yes, I have.
And what did he say?
He says no.
Said in the past. Oh, he said in, no. Okay.
Right.
Tanya, right? Tanya? LaTanya?
LaTanya, yes.
LaTanya. Well, let me ask you why you think that, and then I'm going to look at why do you think this?
Well, I have a feeling because we are there's no connection anymore in our marriage. We're kind of sort of living separate lives. And also, you know, just it feels like there's a disconnect, like something isn't there.
Does he? Okay, because sometimes that can happen and they're not. I think, I don't know if it's current, but there could have been in the past is what I'm hearing. But it feels like distant past. I personally don't feel he's feeling that good about himself, to be honest.
Mm.
There feels to be maybe some things financially. But I do feel the two of you are very, especially defensive. I don't know what that's about. There's like, but neither one of you wants to give. So I feel like you tossing in the towel now, you're never going to trust again. That's just how you are. You're going to be shut down. If you want to figure this thing out, whether to be to work it out together, I would suggest you talk to a therapist that you guys, and I would suggest that you both individually work with somebody and that you find out why the two of you don't feel safe to open up. Cause it's both of you. It's so closed. It's like, I mean, I'd be surprised. I don't want to be graphic that he could even get it up right now. I mean, he's so shut down. I mean,
Right.
I don't see him rooster cockfox, you know, Mr. Cocky. I don't see him like, you know, I mean, guys normally psychologically cheat because of their lack of self-esteem. It's a thing to be wanted. And women do usually because they want to be appreciated. That's psychologically, I mean, there's a lot of individual reasons, But I feel him so shut into himself, like shell-shocked. And I just see you very defensive and angry. You're like trying to pull stuff out of him. So something's going on with him, with his whole work, masculinity, who he is as a person. I mean, this is the guy that probably could just live as a roommate. And maybe you guys have more of that energy.
Yes, we do. That's exactly.
It's not cheating. It's rude. Some, when people shut down their own sense of sassiness and self, you know, that roommate energy, there's something else going on. There's something else going on. And I don't even think he knows what it is, but I feel it's something deep psychologically. And I feel like I can't devote to it, you know, in this amount of time.
Okay.
I think you've got to do, you know, I mean, listen, we women, we do this. Oh, I'm not saying not to listen to your intuition, but I do feel it's skewed a bit because of where you're at. You have so much defensiveness and anger because he's shut down that you're assuming it has to be he's getting it elsewhere.
Right.
Where I feel it's a deeper something else is really going on with him, where he just it's not only his masculinity, he doesn't feel good about himself as a person.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. He's really shut down.
Yeah.
I think his friends even notice it. I don't think it's just between you and him. I think other people have noticed he's not the same. There's some kind of depression. You know, guys go through hormonal changes. So, it could be a hormonal change. It could be something with minerals. There's, by the way, a friend of mine has been using for her mom that has a kind of a certain kind of issue, but anyway, called True Hope. I think it's truehope.com. But anyway, they have all kinds of supplements for depression, things like that. So it could be something like that, you know, maybe he could get it checked out, you know, from a naturopath or dietitian or something as well. But that's what I would say. I would say first get to the bottom of it before you make a decision on it.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, 510-707. You're on air. Oops.
Hello. Hey, this is Tasha.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. Who is this?
This is Tasha.
Okay. Hi, Tasha. What's your question?
I want to know wherever you pick up from me on the spiritual plane.
Well, what's your question?
Where do you see
me
evolving?
A question.
Oh, I want to know any messages for my from my higher self. Like, am I communicating? That's why I want to know. Am I connecting with my higher self or what?
Okay. Yes, and you're working on trusting that. Getting over doubt. And they're also saying for you to write, to journal, to draw, to bring in from your meditations your feeling and images of your higher self so that you can have a stronger connection to your higher self. But it also does show some kind of opening, kind of in a self-improvement, like you're feeling better about yourself and more confident. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the next step or level. It's starting already. That makes sense?
Yeah.
All right, sweetie, keep listening. Take good care. Hi, 914-471, you're on air. Hello.
Hi, Michelle, this is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia, welcome to the program.
Hi, I've called in before, and I just started hearing the songs again, too. I thought they went away, and I just started hearing songs again. Yeah, so when you said that today, I thought mine had gone away, and I just started hearing songs again, too. I know. So I guess my question is, anything you can – a mutual friend of my husband's and I is now, like, dying. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in February 9th, and now he's, like, hospice is there, and I'm kind of going frantic again, kind of, like, running over there to help and
–
And I guess I don't understand why I have so much death around me. Like, like even from, you know, I'm going through deep soul writing and I kind of feel like I went off track a bit again, but I feel good about helping him, but then I'm not job hunting. Oh, and he's not long for this world. He's
yeah.
only 58.
Well, that's why you're helping. You know, a lot right now is less on the, like I said earlier, pushing for things, allowing it to come,
mm-hmm.
even if it's, you know, finance or on the material plane, we're finding
right.
we're having the abundance. We're having just enough. We're getting that opening, that job. We're doing it's right now. What's happening is for many people is an expansion in their spiritual connection, seeing that spirit is in everything and everyone, you know, that interconnectedness and the intuitive and psychic ability. So there is that expansion of really being led from the soul, you know.
Okay.
So I feel you're in that and you're answering that call because I do feel, Cynthia, that you do make him feel better. I feel your presence is what I'm hearing is very calming to him. He's got a lot of fear and anxiety right now, even when he tries to mask it. And you kind of can also have like, you're very warm, but you also can have a very kind of matter of fact, you know, it's to me, it's almost like the demeanor of a therapist. It's like, you're not going to,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not going to like freak out, you know, you're not going to like all of a sudden just, you know, unleash. You're holding the space and that's really helping him. And
okay.
I agree with you. It's weeks. It's not long. It's not long. So that's why. So no, I don't feel you veered off course, and I feel like that's why you heard. That's funny because I kind of thought that too. I thought, am I supposed to? I know I'm not. You know what I mean? Not supposed to. Not in a, you know, bad
right.
pejorative way. You know. But I knew I got the message of to kind of unfold and you know I'm where I need to be. But I did have a flash, like to put maybe do some things, kind of push a little, and then I realized no. And then in my walking meditation, I heard the Om and the celestial Oz. So I feel that
okay.
was a confirmation. So I think I'm going to extend that to you, actually, that you got your own confirmation
okay.
as well.
Okay, yeah. I think
oh,
that,
Cynthia.
Thank you. Because I heard Eric, the song that he liked, and then I was like, is that the confirmation I should help Tom, or should I be doing this? And then I kind of was like, you know, everybody says it's 9 months, 8 months, be over it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Anyway, so now I'm going
yeah.
to, you know, family that is whatever, and I'm like, what am I doing? And yet I just feel compelled.
That's it. Well, that's it. It's the compel. See, again, you know, like I always say, soul-led, spirit-fueled. We're all being, it's a next level wherever you're at, where everybody's at. Everybody has their own, everybody has a next level. It looks a little different.
Right.
But that
right.
next level is really being led and training the ego to trust. Like, oh, this is what it looks
okay.
like. This is what it feels like. I don't have to push. I don't have
okay.
to be, you know, I have to persist in effort, but I don't have to strive. I don't have to push. I don't have to struggle. I'm getting the messages. I'm getting the magical helpers. I'm getting the abundance. My needs are taken care of. I'm finding openings. While you plan for the next, but your planning is not going to come for at least another 3 to 4 weeks is what I'm hearing. End of July.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thank you
okay, thank
for
you.
Calling in.
Thank
All right. Big
you.
Hug. You're so
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. It's our time for our second half of the program, our awakening dialogue. And we're very blessed and very lucky to have with us Christy Whitman. Some of you heard me share a bit about her at the top of the program. For those of you that's tuning in, Christy Whitman is a transformational leader, celebrity coach, and she's a New York Times bestselling author of the book The Art of Having It All. She's appeared on the Today Show, The Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life, Teen Vogue, among others. She's also the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy and Quantum Success Coaching Academy. Christy has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, speeches, and coaching sessions and products also. Her life-changing message reaches over 200,000 people a month, and her work has been promoted by and featured with esteemed authors and luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Brian Tracy, Neil Walsh, as well as others. She has a book coming out September 25th of this year, which is Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for Thriving, Joyful, Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. I want to welcome to the program. Hello, Christy. Welcome.
Hello, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, so excited that you're here. Just love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yourself, you're in the throes of expansion. I love it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right?
You know, it's interesting, too, because in the throes of expansion, right, there has to be releasing. And us human beings don't like the releasing part of it, right? It's like even if it's a thought pattern, you know, it's like in order to create and expand into more abundance, we need to release those thought patterns that are of lack, because then the abundance can't come in. So it's really that dance of, you know, reminding ourselves to stay bigger than the conditions, because, you know, the thoughts are really what's creating the conditions, and we're bigger than that. We have a power greater than ourselves to manifest what we want and bring that in. So it's a dance. It's a dance.
I love that. And do you find it takes a little pause to make sure, like, you know, kind of house cleaning the thoughts, right?
Yeah. And, you know, my old MO is like, oh, okay, well, change and shift and then get moving. And there needs to be almost like a little pause before you can start moving in a different direction, because your awareness, you know, you need to be able to feel the expansion of the awareness of just even having an awareness of a limiting thought and changing it and really allowing yourself to fully immerse yourself in the new vibration of the new thought. And sometimes as you're immersing yourself in that, the things that you need to do or the action that you need to take can be very different than the one that you took before. The other, you know, actions might come from a place of panic, or they might come from a place of like, okay, you know, the sky's falling, right? In kind of like that emergency mode, drama mode. But when you can take a breath and feel your way into the vibration that you want to be in, the expansion, the abundance, the prosperity, whatever it is, there's a different energy that also flows and a different action or a different direction or different communication that comes when you're in that shifted space, when you're in that expanded space.
Mm-hmm.
Learning.
Do you find that... It is always learning, right? I feel like we've been in this pause and we're about, you know, kind of like a little rubber band or slingshot. We kind of the contraction, the releasing, you know, that happens, and then that brings the pause. I feel like many of us are ready to be kind of slingshot to the next. We're like, woo, here we go, right?
Yes. Yeah. I've been feeling that in my life and in my business too, where it's like, it's an ebb. It's almost like there's a big, huge wave that has just receded from the shoreline, and there is just a huge tsunami that's going to come. But it's like, is it done? Is it done retracting yet? Is it done retracting yet? Wait, not yet. Okay, there it is. You know, so it's starting to feel the energy shifting to like what you're saying. It's like, it's about to go. And it's about to go big in the other direction.
I feel so, and I love the imagery of what you said. It is like that when the waves keep receding, 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 and then you know it's going to be bigger and bring us over. Wow, let's see what somebody in the chat, Denise, is saying. It seems it's difficult to keep going, like to hold that. Well, that's could you speak to that, Christy? Because it is kind of, I agree, but it's a perception. You got to work with it. You know, when you're releasing or being the wave is going back, some people think that's where it's going to stay.
Well, that's just it. You have to have a space of you know, some type of knowingness, some type of faith. You know, the leaves in the winter lose, you know, they completely drop and fall to the ground, but there's just a knowing that the leaves are going to come back in the spring. And, you know, it's that feeling that we get easily caught in lack. And it is that kind of like, oh my God, the sky is falling. It's the ocean is never going to have another wave that comes back out. And it can feel like that, especially if it's retracting and it's going and, you know, we might be working harder than we ever have, or, you know, we start freaking out, or even the thoughts that we have, no matter how many times we try to shift to a positive thought or try to be faithful or, you know, try to have that sense of knowing, and it's like it's not working. But it's in those moments when you almost have to work harder to really trust that the waves have to come back in. Mm. It's like, you know, you take a breath in, the breath has to come back out. So there's a cycle and a time for everything. And it is interesting that a lot of people right now are feeling a lot of lack, limitation, fear that's coming up.
Yes.
But if we resist that, it's going to take us down. If we look at it for what it truly is, it's energy, it's thoughts, it's
yeah.
coming from a pattern. It's, you know, there's awareness there. And if you can really, that's where, you know, knowing the tools of how to shift energy, because we're all energy masters of our own body, but it's really, you know, I get
mm-hmm.
it. It's really easy to have thoughts just take you down and show you, no, this is the reality. Can't get out of it. It's never coming back. Doom and gloom. The sky's falling. Just know that that itself is a pattern, and a pattern can be energetically released.
Mm, I love that. You know, one of the things, and as you're sharing, I'm thinking about even, because I do feel the energy, I like what you said, it can take you down. If with, you know, fight against the natural pattern of what's happening, it reminds me of riptides, that when you get caught in a riptide, like people try to swim away from it or fight it, it brings you down. But if you swim with it, there will be a pocket or an opening where then you can swim towards the shore, and then the riptide goes and then you swim to the shore. But you use the energy of the wave, the momentum, the energy of the wave and the momentum.
Absolutely.
And I feel like we're in that type time. Now, you mentioned something a minute ago where you said it takes faith. What do you suggest to people to connect with faith, or how, you know, how to either develop that muscle, work that muscle and make it stronger? Because when the wave is receding and it's not coming back, some people don't bounce back as well, you know?
Absolutely. So faith is a muscle that has to be, you know, it's like, you know, it's interesting, faith and trust and all these big concepts that we're talking about, right? It's not like, okay, go to college, get a diploma, forever more you will have faith, right? Faith is something that either grows or expands. And it's in a time like when you yourself, your personality self, is not trusting and doesn't have that sense of faith. It's to connect with the multidimensional parts of who we are. It's to allow our mind to be open enough to allow in our soul's wisdom and to be able to give us messages and to open up that, you know, to that energy of love, that energy of trust, that energy, that higher vibrations that literally run through our veins, that our cells are made of, you know, to be able to find and connect with a very different vibration that would be concepts of faith, you know. And if it has to take yourself to do affirmations or do meditation or what, I mean, we have so many tools available to us now to be able to, you know, work with a coach or, you know, work with somebody that can help you see a different perspective, because it is in times that it's hard when we get into that momentum of negativity or that momentum of lack or doom or gloom that we need to do something to circumvent that. And, you know, getting into your soul, you know, just even inviting your soul in, the soul's wisdom, the soul's love, the soul's power to come in and help you see a different way. Just that invitation, because, you know, ask and it is given, just that invitation brings in the opportunity instead of just staying stuck in what is.
Mm-hmm. I love what you're saying. So you're really, you got to use the tools. Whether it's the meditation, the book,
yeah.
the affirmation, right? You've got to use the tools to get you back in the higher frequency energy so you don't get kind of mowed by those limiting or lack thoughts of lack.
Absolutely.
Because once,
you know,
those get going, it's very
things,
hard to get out of them.
Well, that's it. Once there's momentum, right, it's like it's hard to stop something that's moving fast. And once you're already in it, you're feeling it, and you're feeling like, oh, God, you're in the momentum of it. So as a deliberate creator, one of the laws of, you know, I talk about in quantum success, is the law of deliberate creation. We have to choose our thoughts. We have to choose what our experience is. We have to work with our future self, connect with the future so that when we're in our now, we feel at ease. We don't feel anxious about the future, and then we're not projecting doom and gloom. You know, that we're using those type of tools to circumvent the now and ask ourselves, like, what do I want? Why do I want this? And then how do I want to feel? And then really start to allow yourself to feel how the essence of what you do want to feel. Instead of lack, what do you want to feel? Instead of not enough, mm-hmm. what do you want to feel? You know, and really practice that, because nobody else can change our thoughts for us. Nobody can, you know, the circumstances and situations aren't going to change if we stay stuck in the mode that created them. We're the only ones that can change them. And we change them by the energy that we give out. And that it includes what our perceptions are, what our beliefs are, what our thoughts are, how we feel, what we say, what we do. The whole concept in the book, Quantum Success, is alignment and momentum. And sometimes the work really comes into the alignment part. And then after you get aligned, the momentum part, taking a different action, is so much easier. But for many people, they're not aligned. They're focusing on what's not working, what they don't prefer, what they, you know, what they don't want to experience anymore, or what they're afraid to lose, or what they're terrified about, instead of aligning with love and playfulness and freedom and, you know, the things that feel good when we think about them, when we contemplate them, when we, you know, visualize about them, when we meditate on them, when we do affirmations about it, all the possible tools that are out there. But we have to put ourselves in that place of alignment, because it's not just going to happen based on the circumstances that we find ourselves in.
Yeah. Boy, I find that so important. I focus and talk about that so much. If you could go into that, I just feel like people really don't get that, that aligning, attuning, whatever you want to call it, the alignment is so important. Because isn't it, would you say, if you're not aligning to where you want to go, or that abundance, or that, let's say, that love in action, if you're aligned to the old beliefs or the lack and the limitation, then it is that, if I'm hearing you right, it is that literal, then that's what you're drawing that, because that's what you're aligning to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We are absolutely creative beings. Each and every single one of us is breathing the creator through us, through our veins, through ourselves. We cannot not create. We cannot not think. And we create by what we think. We create by what we hold as true, as what we believe. And so when we're focused on what's not good, what we don't like, what we don't appreciate, you know, complaining, judging, criticizing, you know, all of that, we are focused in the direction and using all of our creative power to create more of what we don't want. But that's where, if you come in and start asking yourself, okay, wait, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to, you know, create this. So what do I want? What do I want to experience in my life? If I'm a bigger creator than the circumstances in my life, and you are, if I am a multidimensional being, that the clump that I know myself to be, this personality with all my history and all my experiences, is only 4% of who I really am, because I'm really a multidimensional being with light and love literally flowing through my entire being, and having access to that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never shuts off. It's either me, the co-creative partner within, that siphons that off, because the other way around, it's a continuous flow. It's abundant. So it's me, the personality, that is a co-creative partner with that divine in me, with that soul force in me, with that energy of love, with that energy of creation. And so when we can get it right as the human being, in the sense of, okay, I'm creating this contrast. And what is contrast? It's what I don't want. It could be getting a speeding ticket. It could be having someone rude, or it could be having your kids rebel, or it could be, you know, having tension in your relationships. It could be whatever it is, whatever the contrast looks, falling down and skinning your knee. I mean, whatever the contrast is, it doesn't matter. There's so many different life experiences. But if it's in the realm of, I don't want this, you know, we have the power to shift into what we do want. Let the contrast be our indication of, oh, now I'm just clear, I don't want this. So what do I want? Okay, I want to be safe. I want to go on that really amazing vacation with my family. I want to be able to have extra money in the bank. I want to, you know, I'd love to go shopping for a Prada purse. It doesn't matter what it is, right? It's like we focus our attention on what we do want, why we want it, how we want to feel, and then we're using our creative power, because the divine in us wants to create things. And it's pouring through us all day, every day, to be that co-creative partner. So how are we going to, knowing we have this like extreme, just downfall of power and wisdom and love, it's us where we direct it. It's us. Mm. We choose. We have the power of that choice. And many times it comes down to a present moment awareness of what am I thinking? And let me shift it. No, I don't want to focus there. I want to focus over here. I want to focus on what's positive. I want to let love lead today. So wake up in the morning, just say, I love my life. Or if you do something crazy or you think it's that you're a mistake, God, I love that about me. I love that. I need a cup of coffee at 2 o'clock in the morning. I love that about me. Instead of judging yourself, replace judgment with love. Replace criticism with acceptance. Anytime you are doubting yourself or you're fearful inside of yourself or you're dealing with, any type of stuck emotion or stuck energy, that's going to guide your life. What happens is we move along life, right? And we didn't come in with these imprints. And, we get imprinted. We get bushwhacked, whether it's something someone said or something someone did. And that energy gets stuck. And that energy, because it cannot be destroyed, it has to continue to move because that's what energy does. It creates a vortex. That vortex of energy then creates up a thought. And then we go, oh, yeah, I thought that. And then now I believe that. And let me see it. And now it solidifies my belief because I'm now seeing evidence of it. So then that becomes, see, that's the way it is. It's not the way it is. There's energy that's stuck in there. You've been imprinted. What if you didn't have that belief anymore? What if you believe something different? What if you just believed and followed your alignment and know that the universe absolutely has your back? That this is a joyous experience that we're here to create and to have fun, and that it's really not about struggling and having it work so hard and playing a victim. We're not a victim to our circumstances. We have a divine being breathing us.
So true. Now, Christy, how did you, what was your first, that's beautiful. The chat is humming with agreement and so needing to hear this everyone say. How did you come to this? What would you say your first awakening was? And was it to this or did you have an awakening and then that started shifting your life and then all of a sudden you came upon this and said, oh, my God, this really works? I mean, what was the trajectory for you?
I think there have been many, many moments of awakening and many moments of going deeper and, you know, many moments of healing and releasing my imprints and, you know, choosing different thoughts and all that. One of my dedication is obviously to do my inner work. And because I know for a fact that when I flipped things around 20 years ago, I found out about the universal laws. And when I had a woman who taught me how to meditate, she said, you know, your thoughts create your reality. And 20 years ago, it was like people weren't talking about that. You didn't have the internet where you could just go and see lots of people talking about how, you know, law of attraction and what that happened, you know, that it works and what it is and the secret wasn't around or any of that. And when she said to me, your thoughts create your reality, something inside of me went, yeah, that's right. I don't know how I know that's right, but that's right. And then I went, oh, crap. Because I stopped myself in that moment and I was in a thought of like, you know, being critical of myself. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, so it was a moment of awakening to that. And then really stopping and paying attention and looking at the evidence of my life. Am I really bringing my creative energy towards what I want or towards what I don't want? So, I mean, I could think about even 5 years in, working with the universal laws, I mean, I remember turning around and going, my life is completely different. Like, I don't even recognize my life right now. And I still had a lot more work to do on me. Now, 20 years later, it's unreal that I have the life that I have. And, you know, I literally 2 days ago, I mean, you know, I'm a master certified coach and New York Times bestselling author. And people think, oh, well, she's got to have it all figured out. 2 days ago, I got a speeding ticket. And I haven't gotten a speeding ticket in 20 years since I've known about law of attraction. And so the first thing I said was, all right, how did I attract that? And I literally was saying to myself, because we're in a rental house in Montreal for a couple months, you know, I live in Arizona, I love my house, I love my car, I love my surroundings, you know, love what I love, 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 love my life. And come back here and it's like, it's not my house. It's not my car. It's not my this. And I was complaining in my head about the Jeep that my husband had rented for us for 2 months and literally was just like, I can't stand this car and these roads are bumpy. I was my focal point was on everything that was bad and wrong. And literally the manifestation happened so quick that I got a ticket. And I had to go, oh my God, I'm taking my creative power. I'm siphoning off from my divine, taking all of the creative power I do have and putting it and creating something I don't want. So I have to be even more thoughtful. And, you know, if I'm saying something, I even invoked my kids and my husband. I'm like, okay, I have just pushed the reset button. I get that I have been complaining. Mm-hmm. I get that I have been judgmental. And I apologize. I'm making amends to all of you. I want to live positive, and I'm only focusing on what's good and right. And, you know, and my husband said something, and he goes, you just focused on what you didn't want. I'm like, oh, dang. You know, it's like, oh, thank you.
Right.
Like, you know,
I know,
it does. So I don't care how long we've been doing it. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's the journey.
It's the journey. And it all, you know, I had a little almost right where oh my God, that's 11:11 on this, or 1:11. I was driving through this neighborhood and my tags hadn't come in for some reason, some kind of glitch. And I was thinking, oh, this isn't, you know, normally I'm like, just like you, just like buzzing along. And then I'm like, oh, my tags in this kind of neighborhood. And I thought, oh, I'm probably going to see a cop. You know, I hadn't seen any cop the whole day. And right away, I see one drive by, and then I went, Michelle, and I bumped up. I went, you know, I went into the oneness. I just bumped up, and I drive right by him. He's behind me, doesn't even see anything, and then pull somebody else over. And I was like, oh, my God, this does work. It's really, because I was drawing it to me almost. It was coming to me, you know. So, yeah, that's so phenomenal how that happens. And I so agree with you. You have to be on top of it, because I've got, you know, the ticket or not, or you have the thought and then it's there. And you, sometimes you can actually call it in. It takes that awareness. And maybe you could share with our listeners, as we speak about, you know, in our situation we're sharing here, what do you find helps knowing when we're getting out of alignment? Because I think that's a critical point, right? When sometimes we can't, there we are. But is there some way to know that, oops, you're out of alignment, or you're getting out of alignment?
Yes. If you feel bad in any way, you're in lack, and you're going to attract more lack to yourself. So that was my indication. Something, I wasn't paying attention to how I was feeling. So then I got a manifestation, and it was something that I didn't want, right? So something like a ticket. And so that's where that manifestation, right? I think Oprah and many other people have said, you know, first spirit's going to whisper to you in your emotions that you're not feeling good, right? And then if you're not listening, it might, you know, create something in your body, or you might get a ticket, or, you know, there's some kind of warning signal. And so I was able to pay attention to the warning signal, because other people probably would have kept going, and then something else would have happened down the road. Been there, done that, no thank you. So for me, getting an indication that I'm out of flow and I'm now attracting things that are unpleasant to me, that's where I had to just stop and go, all right, what have I been thinking? What created this situation? And I could easily see it. So the same thing is true, is that having that moment of awareness of just even like tapping into yourself, like dominantly in your life, are you feeling bad or are you feeling good? And if you're feeling bad about any subject, whether it's your husband or your career or the money in the bank account or your debt or whatever it is, you know, those thoughts, those bad vibration got you to where you are. That's the beauty of taking responsibility and working with the universal laws, is because we're the ones that can affect the change in our lives. So if we're looking out the window of our lives going, yeah, I don't like what I see, you know, we're the ones that can actually shift it. It's not like the government has to change, or the president of the United States has to change, or the economy has to change, or gas prices have to change. It's us. It's internally, how am I thinking? How am I, you know, how am I feeling? And if I'm thinking and feeling and I don't feel good, I'm in lack. If I'm thinking and feeling and I feel good, I'm in abundance. And mm-hmm. that's the indication, because you can't feel two emotions of lack and abundance at the same time. You can't feel good and bad in the same moment.
Right. Now here's the kind of the unknown quotient, and maybe you can clarify, because it's not tit for tatty. I mean, is it predominant, but we don't know how, when it is enacted, right? Because it's not necessarily, I think something bad and then something happens, or I think, you know, my energy level or my, you know, vibrational frequency drops and there it is. So, I
correct.
Mean, is there any way to monitor? Is there any way to
news.
Monitor that? Okay. Yeah.
Here's the great news. Okay, so I think God, Goddess, infinite wisdom, and in its infinite intelligence, when it created these little thing called human beings with our human brain, the lower vibration, so complaining and, you know, arguing, feeling anger, all those, they're low, slow vibrations, and they're going to attract things, those same vibrations to us. But a positive thought, a shift into abundance, is so much more powerful than a lot of negative thoughts. So you could feel bad and still be sending stuff out and make it a bill, an unexpected bill, you know, or someone might say something rude, or there's minor things, right? If they start getting bigger and bigger, you know there's momentum. But the cool thing is that, you know, when you can start shifting into positivity, it just creates a different wave. I mean, there's like your moment right now is to shift. Instead of thinking negative thoughts, pay attention to those thoughts and shift into something that feels good, you know, whatever that is. Start to feel the love that you have around you. Start to feel the love that you have pulsating within your veins. Nothing has to change outside of you to actually shift your energy. You can start feeling good just by attuning to it and saying, my dominant intent today is to feel good. My dominant thing today is to look for things that I appreciate, that I love, that I enjoy. So instead of looking at the trees that you don't like, look at the flowers that you do. You know, it starts shifting your vision, your appreciation, your gratitude. And that has so much more, love has so much more of a higher positive vibration than a anger that's just been churning and churning and churning and churning. That's the good news.
That's the good news. Okay. So we have means of shifting. Now, Christy, you've got the September 25th. This year you have Quantum Success coming out, 7 Essential Laws for Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. Can you tell us a bit about that and maybe a couple of the essential, what are the essential laws?
Yes, absolutely. So I would actually love to gift the book to all of your listeners. You just have to, I would love to give the book to you. I just ask that you pay for the shipping. So they can go to quantumsuccessbook.com. So it's quantumsuccessbook.com. There's also a fast start guide, so you can start working with this information. And there's a video to take you through the activity sheet, the fast start guide, you know, to start working on it now before the book comes out. So we'll ship the book out, you know, when it comes out on the 25th. Like I said, just ask that you pay for the shipping.
Okay.
We're sending you the book. Yeah, so in the book, but to get you started today, my most, like, people talk about law of attraction, right? And it's like law of attraction to me is just a mirror. It's like it's a boomerang.
Yes.
What you send out, you get back. There's going to be a reflection.
Yes.
The law that I think that everybody needs to be aware of, and that's why I'm doing the work that I do, because this changed my life, is the law of sufficiency and abundance. Because when you learn how to not only understand that law, but more importantly, apply it in your life, then all the other laws fall into place. Because people are like, 7 essential laws, I got to learn how to do all these. Yeah, learn the law of sufficiency and abundance, and all of them fall into place and work with you. And then you can move on to other ones and learn the intricacies and all that. Because it's important information.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way our universe works, you know. So
right.
But the law of sufficiency and abundance is that everything in our universe is birthed in abundance. So a lot of times people are seeing evidence of a lot of abundance of lack, but it's still evidence of abundance.
That's right. Yeah.
Where we choose to focus. Yeah. Where we choose to focus our energy, our attention, our whole, what we see inside of our minds and project into our future. Are you on the side? Are you on the spectrum of lack? Or are you on the other side, the spectrum of abundance? Because how you feel about any given subject, money, food, your body, your health, your career, anything, your past relationships, your present relationships, your kids, whatever it is, all of our relationships start inside of us, all of them. And the way we hold those relationships inside of us must manifest. So if you've got a, believe me, I went kicking and screaming on this one, but I have completely changed two very, very, what I thought back in the day, impossible relationships. One was with my mother and one is with my mother-in-law. And both of those relationships are now fully functional. They're supportive and loving. And all the stuff that used to happen, the dramas and the things that used to light me up, they're gone because I shifted everything inside of myself, because all relationships start inside. So that means with money. Money doesn't have an opinion. Money doesn't go, oh, I like Michelle. I don't like Christy. So I'm gonna go really be attracted to Michelle, and I'm gonna just shower Michelle, and Christy's just gonna feel like, you know, nothing. I don't like her. Money doesn't have an opinion. It doesn't have baggage. It doesn't have imprints. It's energy. So it goes where you flow. If you believe inside your head that you have to really work hard for money, and that, you know, no matter what you do, you can't seem to get ahead, well, that's going to be your reality because you're holding that inside of you in your relationship with money. Money is just an obedient servant to where your energy goes. So when you change that relationship inside of you and your expectations about money and what you make money mean and all that stuff, your relationship with money has to change. It's not like being in a relationship with a, you know, like a husband or a wife, where the other person comes to a relationship with their own opinions, their own, you know, imprints, their own, you know, things that the dysfunctions of why we were attracted to each other and the lessons we have to learn and all that kind of stuff. And yet you can affect the relationship you're in with another human being by how you hold that person inside of yourself. If you're constantly thinking your husband's not enough, he's not doing enough, he's not making enough, he's not saving you enough, he's not whatever enough, he's going to keep showing up disappointing you, and it's going to keep feeding that not enough cycle. But if you're coming to a place, yeah. So the doorway into abundance is sufficiency. And when you start feeling that right here, right now, this is enough, this is sufficient, and you start looking for the positive aspects and get excited for what's coming ahead, that's the perfect place to be in a place of manifesting what you want. I talked about a story in Quantum Success, how at my last job in corporate America, you know, I already knew I was a healer. I already knew I was a coach. I had already written books. You know, that was the direction that I wanted to go in. That was what was giving me life. Every time I coached somebody, every time I helped someone, you know, when I helped to shift somebody, when I saw someone's whatever changing, right, when they attracted their ideal partner, or when they started making more money or making bonuses, you know, that gave me life. What I was doing in corporate America as a sales training manager for a biotech company, I felt drained every time I went in and, you know, did that. So I sat there and would deliberately look for each and every day, what are the positive aspects of this job? Well, I make good money. I have nights and weekends off. You know, so nights and weekends, I can coach my clients. I can travel during the weekend if there's some training I need to go to. You know, I get 3 weeks vacation off a year. You know, there was just, you know, a lot of things I would look for. I have friends that I can go grab a tea with in the afternoon. You know, I was 20 minutes away from home, so I can go take a break from the energy of the office and make myself some lunch and, you know, play with my dog and, you know, do whatever I needed to do to refresh myself, meditate, whatever. So looking for the positive aspects keeps you in a positive place while getting excited, because I knew one day I would be on my own coaching people and I would have my own business and that my hours were going to be my own and that I put what I wanted in my calendar and I could work out when I wanted to work out and I could travel as much as I wanted to and I could coach on the islands of the Bahamas or in Scottsdale, Arizona. It didn't matter. That's the stuff that I would feel my way into. Those are the things that I knew that I wanted. And the essence of that was freedom and being on purpose, having meaning in what I was doing. And so I would constantly put myself in that sense of feeling free. Even when I was in corporate America, in my office, and I had my, we call him the eagle, Dan, looking over all of our shoulders, right, and looking after us and stuff, I would sit there and bring in that feeling of freedom while being in front of him while he was complaining about something. Because you can, no matter who's in front of you, no matter what's going on around you, you are the one that attunes to whatever frequency and feeling you want to. So when you're coming from a place of, this is enough, that opens the doorway for more possibilities.
it's so empowering, right? I mean, you can just, by focusing in this way, you can really feel the energy, you know, just automatically starts picking up. And I think it's part of it is, like, because you're moving in that creator mode. You're not languaging at effect or languaging at effect, that you are effect to everything. You're moving into that causal point, you know.
Yeah, like we're connecting with the creator. Yeah, we're connecting with the creator that we are. We cannot not create. We're creating something.
Yeah.
You know, we're either creating what we want or what we don't want. So it's just up to us as that, you know, connection, that co-creator with the divine of what do we want? I mean, believe me, I've been doing this work for 20 years and I have seen many, many lives change over the years. And it's not Christy Whitman law. This is universal laws. I mean, these laws work for every single person, right? Like, it wasn't like I said, I'm going to write a book and talk about some laws. I mean, the universe was birthed with these laws. And there's writings that go back from Buddha to Christ to, you know, enlightened ones that were describing these laws in very different ways. And they said different words. But I mean, you know, going back to faith, right? The faith of a mustard seed. Just have the faith of a mustard seed. That can move a mountain.
Oh. There it is. Yes. Fun. It's interesting too, because it is. It's very simple, but it's very impacting. You know, and reminds me of one of my metaphysical teachers always said: if you can't explain it simply, or if it's not simple, then it's really not true. Truth is very simple. You know, it's just right there. You know, the faith of, like you said, the faith of a mustard seed. There is the truth that we are creating, or you know. Our reality, in essence.
We are. And and it's more fun. It's so much more fun when you can actually, you know that you are deliberately choosing your thoughts and then to walk into the reality that you envisioned. And I cannot tell you how many times that's happened to me where I'm like, I literally sat and envisioned this, and this is now my reality. And, you know, you had mentioned it's so empowering.
It is.
You know, we're so used to power over, power under, you know, right now we have whatever your opinion is of our president, you know, he's very like, let me power over you, these are my decisions. And that's not true power. Our true power comes from our spiritual power. And our spiritual power is really, I mean, we are given with so many different faculties to help us navigate this polar plane that we're on and to be able to, you know, decide. How do I want to think? This is nobody can think for us. Nobody, you know, it's like going to a gym, right, and hiring a personal trainer. The personal trainer cannot sit there and do the weights for you. I've actually tried and it doesn't work. And I've said, here, you do it for me. I'm lazy. I'll get the results. No, it doesn't work. So it's the same way. Nobody else can think for us. We have to think for ourselves, and nobody can feel for us. We've been given our feelings. Many of us have been, you know, don't cry or I'll give you something to cry about, or don't, little girls shouldn't be angry.
Yep.
So we've learned how to suppress, you know, suppress our emotions, cut off from our emotions. And that's our guidance system. That's how we know. Am I moving towards what I want or what I don't want? If I'm feeling bad, I'm moving towards what I don't want. So how do I need to shift this thought? You know, it could be something as simple as I love my life, and say it a million times. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. I love that about me. I love that about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm loud. You know what? I love that about me. Whatever it is, whatever the judgment the mind is judging, I love that about me. Go to acceptance. Go to allowing.
Would you say that acceptance and, that accepting and allowing and that empowerment raises the vibrational frequency, raises your, when you're in that, Twisty, would you say that those words and then those
Absolutely.
Words of thinking? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the laws. It's law of allowing. If you are judging or criticizing, you are not allowing. If you are, you know, if you're focused on what you don't want and you don't like, you're not allowing. If I was to go, say, Michelle, I have a gift for you. Would you hand out your hand in a closed fist, or would you hand it out in an open palm?
Oh, two palms open.
Right? Exactly.
Right?
But if we're constricting, if our energy is constricting, it's like, okay, I'm ready for your gift. And you got both palms closed. You got both fists. Okay, you know, it's like, I want to give you something. I can't. You're not open. Yeah. Works that way for everything that is in the universe.
That opening. Now, Christy, we're winding out, but I did want to tell you, people in the chat are humming, and they're so appreciative, saying thank you for the gift. They're going to, many of them are saying they're going to sign up, and then really appreciate you being on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's been really wonderful, and I've loved what you've shared. It's, oh my gosh, so helpful and so impacting for everyone individually, and then, of course, that's going to affect the collective as more and more people are thinking this way, creating their reality, and living this way. So I really appreciate you taking the time to be on Awakenings. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. All right, everyone, that was Christy Whitman, and you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com, and she's so, you know, graciously, abundantly is gifting everyone with a book. All you listeners, all you do is have to do is do the exchange for the postage. I think that's a really great deal. So that was Christy Whitman. You can go to quantumsuccess.com, quantumsuccessbook.com as well, ChristyWhitman.com also. And the book is Seven Essential Laws for Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. Thank you all for being on the program, calling in, co-creating this program. Thank you all in the chat for co-creating this. It's just amazing. If you want to connect with me more, find out what's happening, get the monthly Soul Path happenings and energetic forecast, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. We have a workshop coming up for empaths to connect more with your intuition and develop your psychic ability. Will be on the 21st of July. And until next time, keep shining your light, sharing your insight, and, of course, keep awake. Lots of love and light.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.